What is hidden in plain sight for most people is now accessible for everyone to enjoy. A local not-for-profit organisation called Stoke Your Gratitude has received a National Lottery Heritage Fund grant of £10,000 to create, alongside RNIB, 3D tactile models of Minton tile patterns. Here to tell us more is Brett Shah, who's one of the directors at Stoke Your Gratitude. Hello, Brett.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. So, for those that don't know, and obviously aren't from the Potteries area, what are Minton tiles and why are they so special?
Oh, they're really special. So, Minton tiles are made by a guy called Minton. He had a company that made pottery back in the 1800s. And so, these are floor tiles. These are encaustic floor tiles. So, they're made from two different colours of clay, and they're not painted. So, you'd depress a pattern into one body of clay, and then you'd add a separate colour of clay. And, you know, they're really popular, not just here in Stoke-on-Trent, but they've been exported all over the world. You'll find them in the Houses of Parliament. You'll find them in New York, in Central Park. And they're amazing. They're something so beautiful to look at.
Now, this is part of local heritage. I take it they're not produced anymore, Brett.
They're no longer made here. There is a restoration project where the ones that are in the Houses of Parliament are being changed. So they've worn away after all those people have walked on them. All those significant and prominent people. And so they're being replaced.
If those tiles could tell a story.
It's a bit like being a fly on the wall, but you're a tile on the floor.
For those that don't know, Brett, why is Stoke and the surrounding areas known as the Potteries?
So Stoke-on-Trent is known as the Potteries because this is the heart of the pottery industry. And things were made here that were exceptional and went all around the world. So you've got people like Minton, whose tiles we're looking at, who are really prominent. And then you've got people like Wedgwood, people like Spode and Dalton. And they all originated here and they made their wares here. And so when the ceramic industry was at its height, Stoke-on-Trent was flourishing. And now not so much, because that industry has gone into decline. And I think Stoke-on-Trent is in a period where it's reinventing itself. And us as an organisation, we're really interested in people's well-being. So our Stoke Your Gratitude name, and actually our whole way of being, is teaching people about gratitude and how gratitude can help to develop people's well-being. Because there's a link between what we notice in the world, what we start to appreciate, and how we can start to feel grateful for the things in our urban environment, but also the things that are good in our lives. I mean, it's so easy, isn't it, to focus on what's not working and what's not going so right. But as soon as we start looking at the good in our lives and even trying to find some goodness from things that are, you know, not so welcoming towards us, then we start to improve our well-being that way.
Well, I've certainly heard of Wedgwood and Dalton as well, probably through my mother, Brett, but I'd never heard of Minton. So I think it's great you're bringing his work and his name to a new, younger generation.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So what will the experience be like for blind people who come along?
What we've done, we've created 3D models of the tiles and we've used materials such as plastic and wood to recreate them. But what we've done is, because the pattern is flat on the tile, what we've done, we've raised that pattern from the base. So we've created like a braille tile, a tactile. And so people can come along and they can handle these tactiles and by placing their hands over, they can feel different parts. So, for example, this tile that I'm holding at the moment is tile number one. It was made around 1840. And what we've done in our model, you can touch the fleur-de-lis in the corners, which is, you know, used in the Scouts logo. You can then touch the circle. And then there's other parts to it as well, because otherwise it would be inaccessible.
And the charity RNIB, they were involved in the process as well.
We worked with the RNIB to develop this way of making it. And if you can see a little bit, then what we've done, we've included high contrast. So it's in black and yellow. So people who've got a little bit of sight can still see it. There's other people to thank as well. Ceramic City Stories, who are hosting the exhibition. The Firing Line, where the exhibition is also hosted. Wavemaker, who's helped us to make these 3D interpretations. The Potteries Museum and Art Gallery, who really helped on getting the project together. The Stoke-on-Trent City Archive, where we first found these patterns and who helped us to digitise them. And then, of course, the Royal National Institute for the Blind, the RNIB, who've helped us to pilot test these and make sure that they're accessible.
When and where are these exhibitions going to be taking place then?
We're going to have lots of pop-up exhibitions. So it might be at a place near you. So, for example, if there's an organisation local to you, maybe it's a local R&IB area, or maybe it's another organisation, they can borrow our resources. So we'll send them to you, and they can be exhibited all over the country.
Brett, if anyone is listening that would like to find out more information, how can they do so, please?
The best way to find out is by going to the website www.stokeyourgratitude.org.uk/touching-history. That might be a bit long, or try find us on social media, Stoke Your Gratitude, except on Twitter, we're Stoke Gratitude.
Now, you've already had one of your tactile events. What was your feedback like from the sight loss community?
People really liked it. So we had people coming along who'd never seen these things before. And, for example, somebody said that they have wallpaper at home which features fleur-de-lis, and they knew that it was important, and they knew that it was a heraldic device, but they didn't know what it looked like. So for the first time, this person is touching a tile and finding out about their wallpaper. And so that's really interesting. There must be so many patterns that people can't access because they can't see them. We would like to go further than this project. We would like to work with all patterns and help people to, you know, access the things that are there and hidden in plain sight.
Well, it sounds absolutely fascinating, Brett. Brett Shah from Stoke Your Gratitude, thanks very much for talking to us today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Barry.